Offstage at the recent Navasota Blues Festival, Jay Brakefield spoke with performers Justin Johnson, Doug McLeod, and Texas Johnny Boy Masciani about what blues means to them.
Hey, what's that instrument that you've got there?
Four-string resonator cigar box guitar built by Richard Brantley of Homegrown Strings out in Springhope, North Carolina.
And I think you said that you actually began playing rock and roll and blues on conventional instruments, but then later you discovered these homemade, handmade instruments like the one-string diddley bow and the cigar box guitar, right?
Exactly. I'd, like you said, been performing on six-string instruments in different bands, playing all types of music. And I'd always been a huge blues fan, and blues music had always touched me as a musician. And when I picked up my first cigar box guitar, I really felt like there was some kind of connection to this music that I had never quite understood before. And the more I got interested in learning the cigar box guitar and learning three-string, four-string cigar box guitar and the one-string diddley bow, the more I realized that these instruments were actually the instruments that this music was written on, and that blues music is what it is today and is what it has always been because a lot of the blues pioneers started out on instruments like these.
Including Blind Willie Johnson, who was right from this area here.
Exactly, and I believe he started out on the one-string diddley bow, and you listen to a lot of his songs, like Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, for example, which I recorded on my album Smoke and Mirrors. You listen to him play that song, and he's strumming a six-string, and so you have all these open strings, but he's actually playing that melody on the high string. So he's really playing the diddley bow on one of those strings, and he's leaving all those other strings open to give you that harmonic context for the song.
So in a way, what happens when you play an instrument that primitive or homemade or whatever you want to call it, you're kind of getting in touch with where music came from in the first place, aren't you?
Exactly. And, when I first started playing the cigar box guitar, like I was saying, I thought that, maybe I'll put my techniques and put these techniques on this instrument, and change this instrument to fit my techniques. That's always been the way that I've thought about instruments. But what it did is that guitar taught me what to play. It was telling me, you can't do this and you can do this. I'll do this, but I won't do this. And so it's kind of like having a personal blues trainer, and it's you pick up a one-string diddley bow and you won't be able to change those strings. You won't be able to play a lot of the songs you're used to. But if you want to play that melody with that guitar slide on that one string, you're going to learn blues whether you want to or not. It's going to teach you how to play blues. It's going to teach you how to treat that instrument like it's a voice, like it's a member of the band, not like it's some instrument that's going to do whatever you want it to do.
Kind of makes you the instrument.
Exactly, it does. I feel like it bridges that gap between your soul and your mind, where that music is coming from, and your hands moving across that string. It really bridges that gap a lot more than a conventional six-string instrument, I think.
Thank you.
Well, so Doug, how long have you been playing, and how did you get into this stuff in the first place?
Well, I've been playing a long time, Jay. Let me think. I started playing bass many years ago when I was in my teens.
Growing up in St. Louis?
No, I was half of the first part. I was playing bass in a town called Port Washington, New York. We had moved back up there from Raleigh, and I played there, and then we moved to St. Louis, and I continued playing bass there. And then I really wasn't doing any blues until I got to St. Louis, and then a guy introduced me to that music, and we went to where the blues music was, and I fell in love with it. Well, what had happened was, see, I had a bad stutter when I was a kid, and I still had it when I got there to St. Louis, and I couldn't meet any girls, to tell you the truth, because the stutter was so bad, you know, that they would not, it was hard for me to, I couldn't call them on the phone, because stutterers, they're scared of phones, mm-hmm. you know, so I wouldn't call and nothing. And then I had a guitar, and I was with all these blues bands and playing blues, and so I knew some of the songs. And I picked up a guitar and I said, let me sing one. And I tried to sing, and I didn't stutter. And this voice came out. And I said, I got a choice between the voice that stutters or the one that doesn't. I'm taking the one that doesn't.
So what is it about the blues that drew you to it after you'd sound like you'd played, you know, jazz and other types of music that might be more musically sophisticated, but there's something about blues that kept pulling you back, right?
Yeah. With jazz, I wanted to do that so I could, there was another level there involved with, I'd rather not really say about that because it had to do with my folks and stuff, trying to be more legit mm-hmm. of a person. And, of course, the life I led when I got into the country blues early on in Norfolk, Virginia, that was a rough life. And that was a lot of things because you had to earn your way with the blues then. You know, you're only 20 years old, you know?
Singing about stuff that you didn't even really know about.
That I didn't even know about. I mean, if it hadn't been for that old man that taught me not what to play, but more about how important the philosophy of this music is and how important the honesty of this music is. That's the secret. It's the honesty of it. And it wasn't really me being too honest trying to play jazz because that I didn't feel it. You know, I didn't feel it. What I do feel is singing and playing this music and coming from the heart and trying to reach someone's heart, reach someone's soul, make a difference. Just like that music did for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were fun. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah.
In college, they teach the blues, and it's a form. And we'll go to the most basic form. It's a 1, a 4, and a 5 chord.
Yeah, 12 bars.
It's 12 bars, and that's the most, you know, probably one of the more most basic forms. But you see, there's a difference. You could play anything over that. Mm-hmm. You could be a thrash metal guitar player and play all kind of crazy, wild stuff over the top of that form. And you could say, well, I just played a blues. Well, you played a blues as a form, but playing the blues is a completely different bag. But again, I'm a minimalist player. I don't play a lot of notes. You know, I just do what I do and try to have good tone and study the masters and learn some of their language and try to deliver it and you know, with the kind of attitude that fits the music. You know, you can't be fluent in 60s rock and roll and that's all you ever studied and all of a sudden just step up there in a blues band, you know, and be doing it with depth. It's normally not going to happen. anything's possible, but it's normally not going to happen. I'm a believer in studying the masters. I think the most important thing there is with blues is people need to understand the difference between playing a blues and playing the blues.
Yeah.
You got to understand that the blues is about a life lived, and those lives lived were written. The book is there. It's written by the masters. You can put your own twist on it. There's nothing wrong with nothing wrong with being an artist and making it your own somehow, you know. But the blues is it's minimalism, but extremely well done. If you're playing the blues, it's got to be real, man. You know, I mean, you got to be somehow committed.
Yeah. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I passed 21. I won't believe me, baby.
Keep on stepping, fellas. Till the next time we see each other.
Okay. Yeah. Hope that's soon.
I hope so, too.